Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Lily Horvat, who is the director of Preparations to Be Together for an Unknown Period of Time. And we also have the actress of the film, the lead actress of the film, Natasha Stork. So thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thank you for having us.
So I watched the film, and I'm looking forward to chatting about it with you guys. But I was wondering whether, Lily, you'd be able to maybe say a few words for the listeners who are not familiar with the film yet. Just a couple of words so that they know what we will be talking about soon enough.
Yeah, so at the beginning of the film, we see Natasha coming from America. She's a Hungarian neurosurgeon who made a big career in the United States. And she comes back to Budapest to reunite with the love of her life. She's full of expectations and looking forward, really, to their rendezvous. But the guy doesn't appear, and she starts to search for him desperately. But when she finally finds him, the man says, sorry, I don't know you. You must be mistaking me for someone else. And that's how our story begins. So reality shudders, and from then on, we don't know what has actually happened between them and where the truth is, if he's lying or maybe she has made the whole thing up.
From a story point of view, actually, the fact that she is a neurosurgeon, as you said, is that also sort of cohesive to the fact that this is also happening in her life, that somehow her own brain is being messed with by the situation that she found herself in?
Sure. Neurosurgery or our brain is full of mysteries, and neurosurgery has a sort of poetic side. Maybe we can tell that the surgeon is literally holding a human being's thoughts and feelings between his or her hands, between his or her fingers. And that's a fact beyond comprehension.
Yeah, it's a little bit frightening because sometimes we don't know whether what we're experiencing is true or not. In fact, I may be... we may all be imagining this very moment right now. But Natasha, in terms of actually connecting with your character, did you go through any similar experiences that she went through that helped you carry you in the journey of making the film?
During the preparation, I had a coach, a real neurosurgeon.
Oh.
We went to the hospital once in a week for maybe 2 months. And I spent a whole day there. I went there for 5:30 in every morning, and I finished sometimes at 10
wow.
p.m. So it was a very strong journey, especially at the first few occasions. It helped me a lot for the preparation,
right,
because it's really a different attitude, how doctors act in the operating room and how they act with the patients, and I can follow this for maybe 2 months.
You know, it's funny because that's something that occurred to me while I was watching the film, is that being a doctor, especially a neurosurgeon, you don't really have much time to maybe nurture your social life as much as you would have perhaps doing other work. And I figured that maybe that would have been another thing, is that sometimes some people just don't have the time to look after themselves properly, even when it comes to love. I don't know if you guys agree with that.
I think it is crucial to the story that it's not a very young woman. So she's approaching 40. She has a big career. So
yeah,
she has a lot to lose already. And it is also important that she's a doctor with a big career, that I see a great sovereignty in that she has the courage to take everything on risk because of an emotional decision.
Right. Well, when I think about the history of cinema, I remember a film like Marty, for example, that examined a similar thing from a male perspective. This is obviously from a female perspective, so it's quite refreshing. I don't know whether you agree with that, and whether that was also your intention to put something like this out there into the world.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe an important point of reference was the history of Adèle Asche by François Truffaut, which is a bit plays with this inner world, the role of imagination, when we are falling in love.
I see that.
So how much it all plays within ourselves, and it's in the early stages of love, maybe tells more about us than of the other person.
I see the Truffaut influence. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Truffaut, for sure. Natasha, how do you deal... So your character is very lonely. How do you deal with that loneliness, representing that loneliness in front of a camera? Do you sometimes have to forget that the camera is actually there?
It's a good question, because I had a lot of scenes where I was alone.
Yeah.
It means that I cannot really express myself by words, but I had to find, or we had to find, gestures and, I don't know, just the presence of a woman. So it was a very interesting part of the preparation to find or to build up all these things. I don't know. It's sometimes easier when you have a partner in the scene to pay attention on him or her. And in this way, you can cope with your fears.
Yes.
But after a while, I think I got used to it, and I took as my partner Lily, or the DOP. I started to enjoy this situation more.
Because loneliness is it's not so sad in the film.
No.
It means more. Much more an inner, a rich inner world, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, I agree. I'm lonely all the time, honestly. So I don't really see it as sad. I see it as a place of great potential energy. Yeah. Oh, so we are running out of time, but I do want to ask you another thing. Another aspect of the film that I think I connected with was the fact that the lead characters in the film struggle to communicate. Sometimes they just don't talk to each other, and it's kind of frustrating. But do you think that this is the world that we live in right now, that it's just harder for us to communicate with each other, whether it's for love or for other reasons too?
I think so. The fact that the first so-called love scene is happens during a difficult operation where the two surgeons operate in an incredible harmony, I like this. Yeah,
it's so
romanticism of this situation.
I gotta tell you, I found it romantic, but I don't.
Yeah, and their first touches, physical touches, is really groundbreaking. Maybe in the film, I guess.
Natasha, do you have any thoughts on that? Do we live in a world where it's more difficult to communicate?
Of course, it's difficult to communicate, but I think it's the specialty of these characters as well, because they live for their work, and they are very too clever to communicate easily, I think, and they have some weird frustration. And for me, it was very interesting to give life to these kind of characters.
Yes, because you have to restrain your performance in a way. You have to, like, sometimes not even let your emotions show that
much. Exactly. Yeah.
And a lot happens below the surface.
Right, well, it was a pleasure talking with you, and I wish you all the best with the film and your lives in general. Thank you very much
for joining
us. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.